Like in Metro Phoenix, electric shared scooters arrived in Mexico City with disruptive technologies and concerns. While some see innovation and an opportunity to fight urban problems such as air pollution or traffic, others think these vehicles need to be regulated or even eradicated. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Rodrigo Cervantes reports.
Well, this is kind of embarrassing.
I'm in Parque Mexico in Mexico City. This is a very popular and old park.
I'm going to try one of the many electric shared scooters in this area.
Let's see how it goes. This is the first time I'm riding one of these things.
Starting it was simple, by scanning the QR code with a cell phone using an app.
Okay, so that was easy and that was very fast.
But the tricky part was to actually ride the scooter.
I can see it's all about finding the combination of balance and of speed.
So I tried.
Let's try again.
And tried.
I'm terrible with this.
And tried. And failed.
Seems like this is not for me.
But it's not only me making an effort. Companies that handle these vehicles are struggling all over the world, as some local governments fear of risks to users, pedestrians, and drivers.
We always like to work hand in hand with the government because we know it's the only way to provide this service.
That's Beriana Mendoza, head of communications of GRIN, a shared electric scooter company from Mexico City. GRIN started to operate last year, and now it's in 18 cities in Latin America.
We do want to expand, but there's some safety issues and there's some infrastructure issues.
Mexico City's new government decided to revise the scooter contracts and regulations recently. Right now, companies work under a pilot program expecting restrictions to their operation zones and number of vehicles. But Mendoza trusts on the way scooters help the city with cheap transportation and less car usage.
Scooter means less cars in their neighborhoods.
Mendoza says her company protects its users with an insurance. And as for air pollution, GRIN says its devices have helped reduce 250 tons of carbon dioxide emissions. But other companies face different battles, like Lime, a San Francisco-based corporation with presence in more than 100 cities across the world. I spoke on the phone with Jason Wild, its head of business global operations.
Regulation and infrastructure, those two are big barriers.
Barriers like those are found in Metro Phoenix. Arizona State University banned scooters off campus in October. And as new regulations in Tempe included fees that Lime considered costly, the company decided to leave.
When Lime is not in the market, it's not just Lime that hurts, it's actually the individuals and the residents.
But Wild believes that the current experiences will eventually help redesign cities. He envisions special lanes to shared vehicles everywhere, just like those in Mexico City. And what about adding a lane at ports of entry for cross-border trips?
I think that one's above my pay grade. I would only hope.
Back in Mexico City, I find Nico Bohr, a German who moved here a couple months ago and who rides scooters all the time. For him, the disputes will end when companies, governments, and citizens adjust to each other.
I think there's always going to be controversy when there's a change.
And while the debate goes on, just like those scooter companies, I'll continue my endeavor.
As I try to ride an electric scooter, I'm Rodrigo Cervantes, KJZZ News, Mexico City.